Blog Talk Radio.
Today, and today we have Crystal Fate on with us, and I'll say just a few announcements here as we usually go through the week. Tomorrow we are having Jethro and Janine on, and they will be on at, and I was going to look at that, I do not recall offhand. I believe it's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. But the nice thing about it is you can always call at 773-897-6461. And Blog Talk will tell you what time the show is going to be on. So if you call in a little bit earlier in the day and they say, oh, it's so many hours, you look at your watch, you go, aha, okay, I need to call back at this time. That's how sometimes I keep track of things like that myself. So that's a cheater's way to do it. And then Tuesday, of course, we have Musical Pamela on with us. And Wednesday is going to be a Jethro is hosting, I know that much, and someone else is going to be on with him, and then Thursday is Jethro and Dina. Friday, Jethro also has, that kind of tends to be the new person night, and then Saturday, I'll be back on here. We're working on a guest for Saturday, so we'll see who is on with us next Saturday, and then Sunday, same thing, we'll see if we've got Chris on with us again, or if we're... what's going on by next Sunday. And then our sister show is called Spiritual Learning Connection. Although sometimes I'm not sure, I know people have asked about this. You might have to go into at least archives and that kind of stuff and try to find it as Psychic Learning Connection, because we did a name change for the show, but somehow or other we could not change the URL or we would have lost all our previous episodes. So if you can't find it under Spiritual Learning Connection, take a look under Psychic Learning Connection. And the number to call on that show is 714-333-3354. Over there, I don't recall offhand who our Monday show is. I know Amy was having guests on Monday for a while, and I think we kind of shuffled around a little bit there. I know Tuesday is also Pamela, and she's on 8 p.m. Eastern time. Wednesday, Jethro and Janine are on. Again, they're on during the day. Thursday, I think we still have a couple days to fill in on the week, and I think Thursday and Friday are those days we have not yet got anyone on yet for sure. And then Saturday, Amy comes in and does those mermaid card readings. And Sunday, I come in and do the Isaiah effect information with Greg Bradenstock. So we will see how that goes. Okay. And see if I can pick out Crystal's number. I'm going to take a guess here. I'm hoping I'm going to see how psychic I really am today and see if I can guess which number is hers. But I'll try this one. Crystal, is that you today?
That's me today, Kelly. How you doing?
Oh,
and boy, you're right on cue.
Jethro did
you're right
not
on
your number. I went, eeny, meeny, money, and Fred. No.
Yep, you're right on cue with your psychic intuition there. Greetings, everyone.
Okay. All right, and what are you going to be doing for our listeners today and our callers? It's like, what kind of readings are you going to be doing for them?
I'm going to be doing angel card readings, and I use messages from your angels, Doreen Virtue cards.
Awesome. All right. Well, we've got kind of a slow and casual day, so we're going to spend a little bit of time here with each of our callers in here so far. So this is one day we can say, take your time. It's a casual Sunday afternoon, and about the time I say that, then we start having like 50,000 people calling, right? Okay, anyway. Well, we will get to going here, and our first caller is area code 941. Area code 941, you are on with us.
Hi, my name is Carla. How are you? Hello?
Crystal?
Hello?
I'm still here.
There
Hi.
We go.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I caught Carla. Carla's on with us.
Hi. I would like a reading.
Okay, Crystal? Are we... Going to make sure here, it's like, Crystal, how's your soundtrack there? Because are you getting a delayed sound? It's like we're not hearing a lot.
Yes, actually, I think I am. Can you go ahead first on this one, if you don't mind? Are you doing your destiny cards today?
You bet. I will go ahead and start that out. And, okay. Carla, let's see. The first thing I will need is you're going to get a double dip today here. So what I need to do mine is I need a month and a day for you. And then if you want to look at anything during the year, I need your current age.
Okay. My birth month is February 8th.
8th, cool. Okay.
And I'm also, I think I am, I don't like counting,
no.
I'm 48.
Well,
I had to kind
like
of think, am I
47
or 48?
This is cool, because my birthday is the 7th of February, so it's like, okay, cool. Oh, and I was going to say, you and I, we are what they call the old people of the deck here. You are a four of spades. I know fours are about they're about stability. It's like think of the things in life that we know that have, you know, four of anything under them. We do, you know, call our four-legged friends. They have a lot of solidity and stability. And anything that we want to hold us up has a tendency to have four legs, chairs, tables, anything like that. So anybody who's come into this life as a four is one of your paths is you really want to have things solid. And it's like, and you really like, you know, that solid stability, you know, factors in your life. And actually the name of your card is called Satisfaction in Work. It's one of the most, again, it's like solid of all the cards. You often seem like a rock or square in some sense. You're stable, you're hardworking, you can really be counted on. When people need you, your friends, you know, you probably like, you know, consider the rock of your, you know, group or whatever of your family. You've got one of the most fortunate life paths in terms of money and success, and you usually enjoy the work that you do. Only hitch in your get-along might be your Saturn card, the Ace of Diamonds, tells us that even though you are fortunate, sometimes you worry about money anyway, and that can actually interfere with your own success if you don't kind of keep a handle on that. And I don't know if you've seen Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, you know, where it says that attitude of gratitude, where it's just like, don't worry, you know, it's kind of like Bobby Farron, don't worry, be happy, you know. So if you find yourself starting to worry about something, if you're into the mode of, you know, turn it over to God, it's like, you know, give it to God, don't worry about it, just say, turn it into one of those, you know, thank you that I have plenty, thank you that I have plenty, and just go forward with that. So it's like when you don't worry about money, you're usually going to find out that you have plenty. When you start worrying about it, it's what we call shooting yourself in the foot with that. You've also got a Ten of Hearts in Mercury, and a lot of times it gets you kind of instant acceptance at social occasions because Aquarius tend to, you know, we tend to be people-loving people anyway. You're very good communicators or, you know, speaker. You can be a very successful writer, advertising executive, or, you know, performer of the literary arts. Those are high side things. Of course, we always have the duality, that flip side of the coin. Sometimes fours can be stubborn, and it's like, you know, I tell people, you know, a little bit of stubbornness can be good, especially when it comes to completing projects. But in your case, it says the four of spades person has the right to be stubborn. With you've got this Ten of Clubs karma card, you know a lot, and you've got to live by your own truth. You're very intelligent, you're very intuitive, and you really like being, or dislike being restrained in any way. And I'm kind of going, I think that's Aquarius in general. We are freedom lovers. The Ten of Diamonds in Venus gives you wealthy friends a lot of times, but don't place too much emphasis on money with your choice of either friends or in relationship. You've usually got good health, and it's best cared for by natural methods. So, you know, I always say, you know, look to Dr. God. You know, he put all good green things on this planet for our health and healing. So, you know, just make sure you watch your health and take care of yourself. And it's like, you know, your body's going to last for a long, long time. The spades, it does talk about it being a worker card. And it's like what I always say about the spades is think of when you're doing a garden. You don't get to use the rototiller. You're going to be out there on your hands and knees in garden gloves and, you know, a hand spade, okay? So it's that kind of work. But it's in your work that you really find true peace and satisfaction. You know, it's like, no, it doesn't mean you're going to be a gardener, but it does mean whatever you're going to do, you know, you're going to work hard at. And oftentimes you align yourself with some kind of, you know, main mission in life and you get a lot of satisfaction out of that. The later years of your life are often spent fulfilling your dreams, traveling the world, something you usually didn't get enough of in your earlier years. In relationships, you're very loving and giving. And though you can be, you know, tough and stubborn sometimes, usually you give anything, you know, anybody anything from the generosity of your heart. You're attracted to people with financial means. You can get caught up in trying to look good with those relationships and kind of sometimes forget the values that good relationships are based on. But, you know, well, you know, a lot of times, not, I was going to say, by this time in life, it's like you've probably learned some of those lessons. But it's not wise for you to mix money and pleasure, you know, or business and personal relationships. Your own fears about finance, a lot of times, would cause too much stress and confusion in your love life if you do that. But you would like somebody you can travel with, and your karma for marriage is better than most. So that's what I got for you. Now we'll see what Crystal's on.
Oh, thank you.
For you today. What you got, Crystal?
Okay, the first card that came up for you is the angel Yvonne. Now, Yvonne says that you have a special bond with animals and that your pets on earth and in heaven are being watched over by the angels. She also has to say that animals respond to your kind and gentle ways. You have a special understanding of them, and you can relate to the innocence and trusting nature of animals. You actually feel a call to help them, and that she's one of your guardian angels, and she's here to tell you of the beautiful ripple effect that you have with your relationship with animals and what that has created. It's also forged a deep bond and appreciation with you and the nature angels. And all the angels that whom you've ever loved continue to be with you, like guardian angels as well. Your love for them keeps these animals at your side forever. So they're basically, they're in heaven and they're happy, they're spiritually healthy and playful and affectionate, but they're always around you too, you know, just to be there with you because they love you so much and, you know, you love them as well. So just to let you know that the angels wanted you to know this, that you're somebody that truly appreciates the angelic quality of animals.
Well,
and so your special bond is opening, your special bond with the animal kingdom is going to open new doors for you. So also, the next card that I drew for you is Athena. Now, she is considered an angel as well as an ascended master. And she says that it's safe for you to be powerful. You know how to be powerful in a loving way that benefits others as well as yourself. You've been afraid of your own power. You've been worried that others would disapprove of you or leave you if you allowed your true power to shine. And you've also been concerned that you might abuse that power or that your masculine energy would become unbalanced. She's here to let you know that she's going to help you reveal that power to yourself and others in a way that enhances your relationship, your self-esteem, and your life purpose. Your power ultimately comes from love and from God. And you're made in the image and likeness of our Creator, so you have unlimited power within you right now. You aren't capable of abusing your power because your heart chakra, it is open like a flower in bloom. And think of somebody who's has a well balance between the masculine and feminine energies that you admire. You know, somebody that's very well balanced. That power is beautiful, and you're going to have that type of power as well. And it helps amplify your spiritual feeling and your natural psychic gifts. The next one is Crystal. And Crystal says to have faith and hope because there is something positive and new on the horizon that you just can't see yet. So basically, Crystal, the seeds have been planted. So you've been basically working on something in your life little by little, and the seeds have already been planted. And now the sprouts are coming forth from those seeds. And it's important to stay positive and hold a clear vision of your true desires and intentions. And stay away from people that are, like, really skeptical and negative and naysayers because they're just going to bring you down. And you really want to just keep that positive energy flow and stay away from that negativity. And keep working on it every day, just a little bit. Whatever is near and dear to your heart as far as your dreams, even if it's just baby steps, just keep moving forward. And the fruition of your dream will happen because it's you positively affirm it and that you're going to actually achieve it. So that's what Crystal has to say for you. Now, the last card is Ray. And Ray is an angel of yoga and exercise. And she's saying basically that something like that helps to keep you in balance. It's essential to your well-being, your peace of mind, and your spiritual growth right now. So go ahead and just do it, because physical movement is essential to realizing your dreams and desires and intentions. It gives you the energy and the vitality that you need to help you begin and complete your projects. And it helps open you up to creative new ideas. So even if, say, what you're hoping for, what you're dreaming for, you haven't put all the pieces together, exercising and being in balance with your body and your mind will help you come up with creative new ideas to put all the pieces together and to help you move forward. And it just, she says that even if you feel intimidated by doing any type of exercise program, just ask Ray for help, and she'll guide you and help you receive the information that you need in the form of repetitive thoughts or feelings as to whether or not, okay, that's right. If suddenly one day you feel like you need to just exercise out of the blue, that's where it's coming from. It's coming from her. She's guiding you and saying, okay, give this a try. See if this fits. See if this feels good and it's something you really want to do. And you'll just have, like, an increased level of energy. And overall, it'll balance out your feelings and everything, your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty. You got a double load today. And all back in. You know, we have different people on different days. And you can get a different piece, a jigsaw piece puzzle on different days. So thank you for calling in today. All righty. Next person here is like, yes, and I was correct. It's like we do have several people on the queue now. So it's like we'll get to spend about 10 minutes with each person, so it's like, and we'll get through everybody. So there's our timer, and I'm going to try to go ding first, Crystal. Oh, our next person is area code 502. 502, you're on with us.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you got something kind of going on in the background, but yes, we can. Who are we talking with today? Hello? Who are we talking with today? We can hear you, but there's also a lot of stuff going on in the background. Okay, not sure. Okay, 502, I'll tell you what. So we can get some of our I'm not sure, audio problems here going. It's like we're not hearing you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back in the queue, so hang in there. We will come back to you. We'll try to get our technical difficulties here with audio kind of handled. So don't go away. We will just put you back in queue and we'll come back here. Okay, our next caller here is area code 772. 772, you are on live with us. If it spins, there we go. Yes, we got 772 on.
Hi, my name is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hello. My birthday is May 7th, and I'm 25 years old.
25, okay. All righty. Crystal, you want me to start out with hers?
Yes, please.
All righty. Okay, let's see. May 7th, you're a very Taurus person there. And in addition to that, you are a Queen of Diamonds with that Three of Clubs planetary ruler here. So I am going to make notes to self here. Okay, Queen of Diamonds, Three of Clubs. Okay. I know the Queens, that's part of what we call the Royal Court. Queens also have a tendency to be the mother hens, and it's like somehow or other you always have people, you know, around you, either that you're, you know, taken care of, you know, you got them under your wing, something or other. It's like even though you're kind of young to do that, it's like that tends to be what you do in life. It's actually called the Philanthropist card, and in some ways you've got a lot of indecision about values, and it's like it also comes out with that you've got a Three of Diamonds as a karma card. Sometimes that means you have difficulty deciding what you want most or what you want most to do in life. You love variety. You're really creative and resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which you often do, which is really, you know, again, it's that thing where it's like, you know, you're one of those cards where if you worry about it, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot and you're not going to have, you know, you're going to have less. If you go on about your day and you go, thank you, God, for providing all my needs, and just go forward like, you know, things are good. It's like, that's a positive thing. You do have kind of expensive taste, which is not all bad, because expensive taste simply means that when you buy something of quality, it lasts you like ever in a day, and you you know, probably get like one watch, you know, and it's like it'll last you for as long as you live. You and the watch will expire at the same time, okay, which is a good thing. It's like, you know, it's better to buy one really good watch that lasts you for your life than have to buy a watch every 6 months, you know.
Right.
When you do get money, you like to spend it on items of high quality and a lot of times high price. Sometimes you spend beyond your means, which then kind of perpetuates that financial fear. So when you go out to do something, make sure you got a budget in mind. And that's really hard to do, because you like to just go, I don't want to worry about the price. I just want to go get it, you know. And but then again, that's going to make you worry about stuff if you don't stick within budget.
Right.
In spite of all that, you know, you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You've got a Nine of Hearts in Jupiter. You've got a Nine of Diamonds as your second karma card. And it gives you a natural ability to just kind of let go and a natural desire to share your wealth and good things with other people. On the one level, you know, you kind of represent like, you know, the rich aunt or the rich grandma who takes you out shopping for new clothes, you know, or buys you expensive birthday presents. That's the kind of stuff you like to do for your friends. Very very much known, queens are, for being charming and enjoying the finer things of life. You constantly kind of seek new adventures and sometimes relationships as well, but again, that goes back to sometimes that indecision. You just kind of, it's one of those things where you can't quite decide what you want to do when you grow up, you know? Even in school, you might want to, like, you know, major in five different things, so it's like, you might
want
to be professional students. You do have a really innate good business sense, so it's like, I hope you're in business classes. And you have a talent of being able to promote your products or services, whatever, you know, if you're into business for yourself or if you're into working for someone else, it's like whatever you believe in, you're going to promote well. You can really excel in a lot of areas, and you have good leadership abilities. Regardless of what you do, you are, again, that queen, and therefore you tend to mother or nurture others in your work and in your life. You know, if somebody comes to you, it's like, you know, you're going to fix that chick with a broken wing. It's like, you know, no matter how old, it might even be somebody older than you, and you're going to be all like, oh, come here, let me help you. You know, you just have
to. Yeah.
Okay. You do have a naturally, I'll say, analytical mind that's really sharp, and you're really capable of doing intense analysis and planning. And it also blesses you with the ability to see through the deceptions. You know, somebody tells you to pull the wool over your eyes, it doesn't stay there for long. Although, at the same time, there's a flip side of that mind. Your mind can become negatively oriented when sometimes things don't turn out exactly as you want them to. And, you know, you could get either critical or negative of other people. And sometimes you have a pessimistic point of view. You know, you see that glass as, oh, my goodness, it's half empty instead of half full, okay? And you're not even aware of it, okay? Sometimes you're not even aware of it. So your challenge is going to be practice that positive thinking to counteract that. You know, when you find yourself kind of going, oh, you know, kind of go, wait a minute, let's see. Let's see what I can think. You know, kind of like Pollyanna. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's a really old movie. Behavior knows Pollyanna, and she plays the glad game. So, like, if, you know, you will fare best when you do, you know, little things like that. It's like, you know, if if there's a cloud on the horizon, go, where's that silver lining? Because I'm going to wait for the rain. It'll grow my roses, and the rainbow's going to come out. So really be focused on and aware of practicing that positive mindset, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you adopt a spiritual path in life, you can really realize a special mission. You can achieve heights of spiritual realization and self-mastery because you've got, also got this Queen of Spades and Neptune. You've got a really good soul connection with many of the ancient sciences. A natural attraction to ancient mysteries, secret knowledge, kind of promotes that study of eternal truths, you know, metaphysical, your own intuitive gifts, all that kind of stuff. And that helps alleviate many of your what we call the mundane problems or, you know, in our normal physical world. And if you're dedicated to a higher goal, there's really no limit how high you can climb in your life. Some of the world's wealthiest people have been Queens of Diamonds. So that is on the horizon if you want to make use of that. I will say there's a caveat is, if, you know, people who are in that position, they also work their fannies off to get there. So it's like with that position and money also comes a lot of work and responsibility. So a lot of people kind of go, yeah, you know, I don't have to be that rich. I'm typically well off, and it's like, and I still have some free time to go out, you know, and ride that skateboard that I just bought, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, well, let's see what I got for you today, and we'll see what Crystal's got for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, the guidance that the angels have you right now, just like the previous caller, the first card that I drew for you is Crystal. And she is also saying, have faith and hope because there's something positive and new on the horizon that you can't see yet. And that the seeds that you planted are beginning to sprout results. And you may not even be aware of them. But they're just in their infancy, and it's important to stay positive. Just like Kelly was saying, hold a clear vision of your deepest desires and intentions and avoid those that are negative mindsets, whether they're yours or hanging around people that are negative or whatever. Just, you know, try to really look at it with a sense of optimism at all times, and it's going to come to fruition. That, like I said before, just take daily baby steps towards your dreams, and it, you know, and try to keep that positive energy flowing, because now I'm going a little out of order here, but just to let you know that Indriel is another card that I drew for you, and she's saying that you are a light worker and that God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all of its inhabitants. So Indriel basically is also an additional message she has is that you've always had a burning desire to make the world a better place. And you do it with your friends and everything else. You're very generous, you're very sweet and kind. And it's all that it's part of you wanting to help people. And right now, you, even like you're called into service, even just during ordinary things, like when you're out shopping for groceries and you see somebody that needs help, you know, sometimes you reach out and you say, here, let me help you with those or whatever. That's your cue to say, hey, you know, this is your life's mission to learn how to look inside yourself and expand that and work on making some life changes that will help you learn more through your inner guidance. You're deeply sensitive to others' emotions, and it's important for you to clear yourself regularly, especially after helping someone. Now, it also says to call upon Archangel Michael, your other guardian angels, and let them help you clear the cords or toxins that may have resulted from your helpful efforts. You are an earth angel, and the angels are here to help you and happy to help you in all ways. You just have to ask. Now, one of the other cards that came up for you is Archangel Michael. Now, he's with you right now. So basically, the way I see this is that you are in a process of changing at this time, and he's giving you the courage to make the life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. So Archangel Michael has come to you because you've asked for safety and protection, and because you have asked about your life purpose. And like Kelly said, you know, you might go back and forth and whatever. And they're telling you that you are a light worker and that their Archangel Michael is overseeing the fruition of your divine life purpose. And even if you felt different from others or isolated, be assured that you've never been alone and you never will be alone. You may feel pushed to make a change at work or at home. And that's Archangel Michael's influence encouraging you to make your life's purpose a high priority. He can help you rearrange your schedule and support you in other ways to make your path smooth and harmonious. Just simply ask him and it will be done. And he's also there to let you know that you will always feel safe and comfortable during your life's changes. And finally, the card that I do have for you here is Omega. Now, Omega says victory. Your desire is coming to fruition. Keep up the good work. And it says, congratulations that you've chosen to follow your divine guidance, and the universe is flowing in its natural rhythm with your decisions. When you listen to the messages that your heart whispers, you swim in natural synchronicity with the tide of your life's purpose. Stay relaxed and confident and keep moving forward with happiness and grace. And naturally, there's going to be problems that crop up along the way. But if they do, just stop, take some deep breaths, and keep working through it. Center yourself. It just means that you're temporarily out of sync at that moment with universe rhythms. There's no need to, like, overanalyze it and overthink it or feel shame or anything else about it. Just simply pray and meditate and breathe deeply, and then wait until you feel strongly about your next move. Your victory is inevitable, so don't worry about the temporary problems that come up that possibly may, you know, set you slightly off the path a little bit, just thwart your desire. But whatever happens is really supposed to happen, and when things do come to fruition finally, it is the correct time. So just release your doubts to heaven and the angels and rest assured that a happy outcome is yours.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, I hope that helps.
That fit a lot because I'm a nurse, so that was really good.
Oh, cool. You are into helping things. Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in today, and we hope you call back in and join us again another day. We're on here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Have a great one.
You too.
All righty. Okay. And we got a couple more, and we'll get back to that person at 502. They know if we're still having I want to say hearing issues. I'm like going, okay, there's something with the 502 problem there. But anyway, they're still in queue, and we will get back to you. But for right now, we're going to go forward with area code 248. 248, you are on live with us.
Hi, my name's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
My birthday is 5/29/70.
29. Okay, you are a Gemini kind of person. All right, let's see here what we can find out about you today. Did you have any kind of specific question, or you want a general reading?
I'm making a move and just kind of wanted to, was looking at guidance at, will I be picking up a job fairly quickly after that move?
Okay. Well, to start off, a Three of Clubs is your birth card, and you've got a Three of Spades as a planetary ruler. So you came in here with a lot of high creativity in your life. You've got a lot of changes. You bounce around a lot. But let me take a look. Let's see. Okay, 70, you're going to make me do the math here. So let's get to 80, 90, 01. Okay, so we're looking at 40. You're in your 42nd year right now, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and I'm gonna kind of look at the yearly stuff with that kind of stuff where it's like, you know, what's going on with my current year kind of thing. So let me get here real quick. I am gonna give you a couple things. And what I will say is you can go back into archives with this also. So it's like if I go a little bit fast, you know, this is one of those places where get your paper and pencil. It's like, you know, you can go back through and listen here. During the course of the year, okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 planets that affect us. So we've got Mercury for 52 days. Your Mercury happens to start, of course, on your birthday. It goes from 529 to 720, which is July 20th. Your Venus time frame comes in from July 20th to September 10th. Mars goes from September 10th to, November 1st. Jupiter starts November 1st and goes to December 23rd. You start with Saturn November 23rd, and that goes to Valentine's Day, February 14th. Your Uranus time period, which is where you're at right now, is February 14th to April 7th. And this makes a lot of sense. And then, of course, the last time frame of the year is the Neptune one, and that goes from April 7th to your next birthday. So where you're at right now with your year is, again, that's that Uranus time, which is, like, not bad when you're making moves. It's, like, that's really actually good. It's what we call the double whammy, right? The double lightning bolt. Okay, and I'm going to move back here. That's for that 3, and see what we got going with that 3 of clubs here. Because that gave us a little more clue here, and I did say that was going to be 42, 42nd year, and in that, okay, that Uranus time frame. Wow, this looks really good, actually. What you have going here is, in this Uranus time frame, you've got the King of Spades, which is really an awesome one. That is kind of like the mastery card, one of the mastery cards of the deck. And that really talks about being the captain of your own ship. And it's like, you know, you're steering it through the water. So it's like, you know, you are, at this point in time, you know, the captain of your destiny. So whatever, you know, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, you're going to have success with that. And that fact, you also have a 10 clubs as that underlying card. But really and truly, this looks like, you know, this is a really good time frame, a really good thing to have in there. And what I'm getting for that is, like, yeah, you're gonna go very, you know, forward very successfully with this. Okay, just going to see if it gives me a little bit more here. It does. It guarantees success and accomplishment during this time period. It's just so powerful. You could simply decide, you know, what you want to accomplish, and it's going to be done. So, you know, we're looking at that move, and it's like, and you're going to polish up your resume and go, yep, whatever it is that I'm doing, you just have that forward look and say, you know, have that faith and step that out there and go, I will have a job, and you will. There's something, it might be unusual because Uranus always gives us, it's that planet of unpredictability. It's going to give you something, you know, an unusual way. It's like, you know, you might be standing in the bagel line or something, you know, it's like, you know, to get your morning bagel or coffee or whatever, and you just might happen to hear, you know, a conversation, and somebody might be saying, yeah, we're looking for somebody to do this and this, and you can go, hey, you know what, just so happens that I moved to this area and I happen to do this. So it might be a really unusual way that you find your new job, okay? It does say, though, you're going to have to do some work for it. You've got to be willing to look at yourself objectively. Take whatever actions are necessary to accomplish your goals. So definitely have your goals in mind. You know, you want that new job, so it's like it's going to come. Success is assured. The Uranian influence brings especially good results in work, real estate, group-related activities. You might find success in high computer or high-tech areas. Men especially of the spade suit are going to be unpredictable for you this period, so to a lesser extent for the whole year. So if you know of anybody else's birth card, you know, if they happen to be a spade, it's kind of like, yeah, look at them like they're the double lightning bolt and go, okay, not sure of that. But generically speaking, I would say, yeah, this feels really good in terms of, you know, both move and getting the job that you really want to do. That's what I got. Crystal, what you got?
And she, I'm sorry, I had myself on mute.
Oh.
Okay, Michael, the first card that I drew for you actually is an angel called Adriana. And Adriana is leading you toward the answer to your prayers. Please listen and follow the steps that I'm communicating to you through your dreams, thoughts, and intuition. And the angels have heard your prayers and are glad that you asked them to help you. As you know, they can only help you if you ask for assistance. The way they answer your prayers is by giving you guidance that will lead you to the steps to take you towards your higher self's will. Notice repetitious thoughts or feelings, vivid visions, dreams, or auditory messages. Those are messages urging you to take action or make changes. Make sure the angels will make sure that you're safe, so all of you follow their divine guidance, and together they'll work with you to co-create the answer to your prayers. The second angel card that I actually pulled to you was Xana. Xana says that you are protected from all types of harm. The worst is now behind you. So they ask you to relax and feel safe. No matter what's happened in your past, your present, or your future, you're now safely protected by the angels. They're helping you to heal from past upsets or traumas. They're helping you heal your heart of worry or fear. They're helping you to release any self-sabotaging thoughts or behavior. And in other words, they're helping you to enjoy a renewed sense of safety and peace of mind. They stand guard around you, your home, your family, your vehicles, your workplace. No lower energies can permeate their protective field. And they're just telling you to relax and enjoy yourself, because when you smile, that brings happiness not only to yourself, but to those in heaven as well. The third one, once again, Crystal popped up for you. So Crystal, again, is the seeds that you planted are beginning to sprout results, even though you may not be aware of the results. They are in their infancy. They're telling you to stay positive and keep taking baby steps toward your dream. And also, the last one that I pulled for you is Akasha. Now, Akasha says that you're a spiritual teacher and you have the ability to counsel others and help them awaken to their special spiritual gifts and divine life mission. Now, you may have already helped many people by giving them guidance or advice or messages. You have a natural gift for delivering just the right words, along with a healthy dose of comfort and inspiration. Now the angels are urging you to be available for more people. Your heart will tell you whether or not your teaching work will consist of writing, speaking, workshops, or counseling. Like Kelly said, you may just be guided to spontaneously help people that you meet at a store, at school, or at work, and you're absolutely qualified. The angels want you to know that they're backing you up with their supportive energy and loving words. This is your divine life purpose, and they say ask them to help you, and they'll do everything they can to move you forward.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Does that help?
All righty.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a fantastic reading. And like you said, in regards to having to go back to listen to the archives, yeah, absolutely. That was a lot of information on the first one.
Yeah.
And I don't know shorthand.
I think that's a lost art. I know how to do that, but, yeah, not many people. I don't even know if they teach it anymore.
Well, that was a recording device where we can go back and re-listen to it. So.
Exactly. There you go. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in today and coming. You know, let us keep us kind of updated as you're going through the move and, you know, call in again because we are here 7 days a week. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Have a good one. Okay, and let's see. Our next person here has been waiting patiently. Area code 585. 585, you are on live. I think
Hi. You're
on live. There we go. Okay. We had to wait for it to quit spinning around. Who we got today?
Hi, my name is Tu. I was wondering if you can give me a reading, if it's okay, about love. It sounds kind of weird.
Okay. What I need is your month and day of birth.
Okay. It's 11 or November 10th, 1973.
November 10th. Okay. Let's have a look-see at November 10th and see where you're at here. See what your planetary, why you came onto this planet, what you expected to learn. All right. For the 10th of November, you are a 10 of clubs, and you have not one, but actually two planetary ruling cards. You have a 3 of hearts and a 3 of diamonds. So that's really kind of interesting because, you know, again, those threes are that creative energy, but the fact that one is in hearts, a lot of times you have indecision in relationships. It's like you'll, you know, you have a lot of opportunities, you know, to date different people. And sometimes it's kind of like being in the candy shop, you know. It's like you can only pick one thing, and it's like and you're struggling to try to pick out, you know, three or four different things here. So let's have a look and see if we can kind of help you pick the right flavor candy there. How about that? Okay, for starters, the Ten of Clubs is a mental accomplishment card. You're a very independent person. Regardless, you know, of that gender, you're going to act kind of like the king of your suit. You kind of, sort of, you know, you come into this life, you like unrestrained freedom kind of to do what you want to do, when you want to do it. You've really come full circle in your quest for knowledge. You've got a powerful mind. You've got this consuming desire for more knowledge. It makes you really progressive, usually very successful in this life. To regain control, your challenge at this point sometimes is you have to learn to regain control over your own mind, which sometimes it develops what we call, you know, a life of its own, kind of goes off in the hamster wheel and just kind of runs, you know. And a lot of times ten of clubs people complain they have trouble sleeping because you just kind of get this endless chatter going on in your mind, and it's like when you got so many ideas, you know, part of that is if you get a little notebook, you know, pocket notebook, and just write down some of those ideas as you get them, it'll help them not be spinning on that hamster wheel going, you're going to forget me. It's like, nope, I wrote it down, dated it, everything's like, and then it'll let you sleep at night. But your best path back to self-mastery is really to direct your mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. You're one of those cards, you need to work hard and keep busy to be happy. You've got a 3 of hearts in Mars, and it does make for emotional restlessness and undecidedness about your choice of occupation, which can be a strain on relationships and can actually hold you back sometimes from achieving your highest, you know, ambition. You've got a 3 of diamonds as a challenge card. It also kind of bears that up, tells us that, you know, a lot of times during this life you're going to be doing a lot of experimenting as you work to find out what really makes you happy, because the diamonds cards are about values, so it's their deeper meaning. You've also got a jack of spades is a karma card. It can be a blessing or a curse, you know, just depending on how it's manifested. And it's like, you know, that's your free will bit there, where it's like, you know, you have a choice on how to play that card, if you will. It's also called the card of the actor, that jack of clubs, but it's also the thief and the spiritual initiate. It's got 2 or 3 names there. The potential there is for you to have great success in the arts, involvement with spiritual subjects and study. But sometimes if you're not using those gifts in a less than honorable or honest way, you can lose them. But just, you know, beware of that one. You've got a strong desire for spiritual wisdom, and a study of spiritual philosophies is going to bring you contact with a lot of uplifting groups. It's going to increase your enjoyment in life. Your most fulfillment is going to come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of creativity. Your greatest challenge is going to be in making up your own mind about which way you want to go, or what it is that's truly going to satisfy you. And this is in the relationship area. Because you're so independent, you know, powerful and creative, sometimes you have difficulty in establishing those long-term relationships. Some of the cards that they cite, it's all women here, but it's like, you know, if you look at Madonna, Barbara Streisand, and Shirley MacLaine, you know, they're tennis clubs of women. You know, they're perfect examples of, you know, they've had a lot of relationships bounce in and out of their lives. Okay. But for the 10 of clubs, you realize the potential of your card. You know, sometimes you kind of wait on things that you get that maturity level where it's like, you know, you really decided that you want to be with one person. And it's like, and that's when you're going to find the most stuff in your dating scene. Okay. You've got that undeniable thirst for love. Love has its own truth, and you've got to contend with that. Love always wants more, and it wants more intimacy, which brings greater pleasure, you know, feelings of union, you know, in a relationship with somebody. But for a lot of people, it requires you to get commitment. And here's where you have the challenge, because sometimes it's either you that have that problem making the commitment, or you've drawn in a partner that mirrors that, and your partner has a choice, you know, has a hard time making that commitment. Or sometimes, you know, you just have a hard choice saying, you know, I want just one person. You know, you kind of like, say, you're in that candy store, you kind of want more than one. Like, now you only get one. However, you do have a really strong career and work drive. And a few cards you're going to sacrifice that for the sake of a personal relationship, and that's the ones that do find satisfaction in marriage, manage to maintain careers while, you know, your spouse takes care of that, you know, domestic responsibility. So you're going to look at somebody really kind of special. Let's see. Some of you guys, you have some emotional issues. It makes it difficult to achieve depth of intimacy with your partners because, you know, you got to do some work on yourself here. Okay, that inner child stuff is going on. Also, again, that highly, you know, independent, willful nature, it makes it really hard because when you're in a partnership with somebody, really and truly, you have to look at it like the oxen yoke. And a lot of times that yoke might really chafe you, you know, so you kind of go, man, do I want to slow down? Because, you know, you have a tendency to really want to, you know, run ahead and go, come on, catch up. And it's like, and that makes it hard for a partner, you know, again. Okay, well, that's kind of what I got for you. Let's see what Crystal's got for you today.
Okay, the first card that I drew for you is Daniel, the angel of marriage. And Daniel says that he's with you right now and assisting you. You've called upon God to help you in the area of marriage, and he has sent me to your side. Now, this card isn't always specifically about marriage. It can also encompass love relationships as well. And basically, the first area that he's helping you with is heal any past wounds relating to love or marriage. In quiet moments, he's asking you to be willing to release any pain associated with your parents, just like Kelly said, inner child. You may have to breathe out any negative feelings that you may have about marriage or relationships, which may stem from childhood experiences or issues. He's putting his hands upon your heart and asking you to breathe in and out deeply and asking you to be willing to release the old pain or anger from your first love, to release any toxins from your heart, asking you to exhale any of the old pain from all your past lovers, allow him to help you clear your heart of old wounds so that you can enjoy a happy love life in the future. He wants to help you avoid replicating old painful experiences and basically repeating the past. So he wants to help you to free your heart so that you can enjoy love fully and that you can move forward in life. Also, I did pull another card for you by the name of Patience. Patience is actually a name of an angel. Now, Patience does say that now is the time to learn and study and gather information. Enjoy being a student because in the future, you will synthesize your knowledge into action. Now, you can acquire that knowledge through studying, reading, meditating, channeling, taking classes, or whatever. It's too soon to decide how you'll use that new information that you're absorbing, but it'll give you good new ideas of how to move forward. It's wise to write down your ideas for future use. And soon enough, you'll be called into action to apply that knowledge in very useful ways. And when that happens, you're going to be really busy and working really hard. So enjoy the present moments of rest. Allow yourself to be an empty vessel, which heaven pours the contents of its library of wisdom into you. Your unique talents will blend with this wisdom and synthesize it into a new, important way to bring peace to the planet. Also, Ray came about for you, and she is also asking you to integrate yoga or exercise into your daily routine if you don't do it already, because that is essential to your well-being, your peace of mind, and your spiritual growth right now. And physical movement is essential to help you realize your dreams, desires, and intentions. It cleanses and enlarges your chakra center so that you can hear the angelic guidance loud and clear. So just to let you know that integrating that will help smooth things out for you. And then also one final card for you that I came up for you is Grace and Antoinette. And Grace and Antoinette is a two angels that basically came to you to help you heal the situation. You need to, as you're healing your past hurts, you need to try to look at the other person's point of view. Any misunderstanding that has occurred because of judgments about the other person's motives or character, you need to try to heal the situation and release it. Instead of seeing someone as good or bad, just have compassion from your heart and know that everybody's doing the best that they can. Don't pity them. Just see that person's inner strength and light. And in that way, you'll be encouraging the divine light to become into you, and it'll be expressed within that person and yourself as well. Basically, they're saying that you are projecting something from your own shadow side onto this other person, so that in this situation, it's an opportunity for you to clear away an old ego issue. Just simply state out loud, I'm willing to release that part of me that is irritated when I think of you. And then the angels will help you to heal the situation, and then you'll be able to move forward. So basically, the angels are telling you that you do need some healing of your past and your inner child first in order to be successful in your love life, and you're to ask them for guidance. And to please just study and move forward and utilize yoga or any type of physical activity that will help you feel centered in the process.
Okay. Thank you. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yes. Helps so much.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in today. Okay. All right, Crystal, we got one more person here in queue, and we're going to do them real quick here because they've been real patient and hanging on here, and it's like, okay, now we got to, if you've ever seen that little Firefox moment kind of chasing his tail around. Okay, there we go. 917, you are our last person today.
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, because you're breaking up a little bit. My name is Ashiel, and I'm just curious what's coming up in my love life.
Okay. Can we get a birth date, just a month and a day?
August 2nd.
August 2nd, and then how old are you right now?
Say it again?
How old are you right now? How many years?
44.
44. Oh, wow. Okay. I can tell you right now where you're at.
43.
Okay. I had to do that math. You're coming up into 44. Okay. Well, you're finishing up this year. This is going to be, this year is, 43 is kind of going to be what I call preparation year. 44 is what's called your pre-birth year, and 45 is your rebirth year. I'm going to look here real quick. August 2nd, you're a jack of diamonds, okay? Let's see. I'm going to just put note to self here. Okay, there we go. Jack of diamonds, and you are a double jack of diamonds because you are a Leo. Just kind of looking at that. Okay, let's see. Let me get my two of diamonds suit here and kind of see what's going on for you for the year. But what I do know is 44, they call that your pre-birth year. And it's like, I know you're not quite through yet because you're in that 43rd year still. This year, right now where you are at, is you've got the Ten of Diamonds as your overall, which is the Blessings card. And it's like you do have a lot of blessings going on this year. Wow. Amazingly enough, you have got you got a lot of heart, you got a lot of heart, you got a lot of things with your values and with your love life going on, with emotional issues, you know, that kind of stuff. Talks about, you know, having some good relationships here. It talks about you really got some mastery and of the heart, and it's like, and just getting, you know, what you want out of a relationship. You've got two marriage cards. You've actually got like the Queen of Hearts. Wow, Queen of Hearts twice, and Four of Hearts there, which, you know, are all indicators, you know, of marriage or relationship. If you're already in a marriage, you know, it's like it's dealing with your relationship, that it's like it should go, you know, relationship for you should go pretty good this year. Wow. Okay. And those sixes. Wow. Look at those sixes come out. Okay. Okay. But anyway, so kind of finishing out this year, because, like, you know, you got to get through this year to get to the next year and the next. But it's like, I'm just going to give you a little advance with. On your 44th year, when you turn 44, that year is going to be about your pre-birth year. It's like it's going to kind of be, you're going to have a lot of foggy, you know, it's kind of like going to be like walking in the London fog, okay? It's going to be, a lot of things are not clear. You're going to have things really cloudy, really not quite sure where things are going. That's going to be for 44. For 45, it's called your rebirth year. And when you hit age 45, your cards are in the exact same spot as when you stepped into this planet, the day you were born. So it's like you're going to have the option and opportunity to really remake your life and kind of tune it up to, like, this card, the card I just kind of go by what they call 45-year cycle. So it's like, you know, you have this first 45-year cycle. You're going to, from 45 to 90, you're going to have that second 45-year cycle. And really what you do is you'll be setting your, you know, your life up, the second half of your life up for really the way you want it to. And a lot of people who go through that, people go, oh, wow, you know, it's like you went through this midlife crisis and we don't know you anymore. And really true, that happens a lot whether people are aware of it or not, simply because they've reached a point in their spiritual development where they kind of go, I'm ready for something new. I'm ready for something different. I've learned this. You know, it's like, and you're kind of going over those same cards again, because it does. It mirrors exactly. Like the cards you had at age 45 are the same ones you had at age 2, or the cards you have in your 46th year are reflective of what you had in your first year of life. But really and truly, it's like you know, making your life over again, which is really cool. So you have that coming up, you know, like say in a year or two. Where you're at right now, like I say, this is a year of love. It's like there's and some indecision in love too. It's like you're also, you got some Ace of Hearts in here, where you're looking for, you know, kind of a new love, you know, or there's emotional issues going on, something or other. But there's something with the heart, something with people. It's like, and you've also got some twos in there indicating, you know, that you're looking kind of for partnerships, that kind of stuff. But the sixes, man, that's amazing. You've got like three sixes in for, you know, for this year, which is, they're the cards of like your fate, your destiny, you know, of finding out really where you're going, what you're doing. And it's kind of, it's also the karmic, I'll say the karmic payback. It's like, you know, you've kind of got to, it's kind of like being in the checkout line of the store, okay? It's like you've done certain things, you know, either in this life or life's past, and it's like, and you're kind of getting ready to go through the checkout line, and this is a year of kind of the paybacks and the balancing the scales. It's like, you know, you're getting ready to pay off things, which is really good. It's like, so you're going to clear up a lot of this stuff, a lot of the karmic issues that were going on from before, and you're really going to be ready to step out and go forward and do things. Now, two aces, okay. Okay, that's what I'm kind of getting here, you know, just generically. It's like, I'm not sure what your question was. I probably should have asked, you know, what is your question here? But there's just, all these hearts just jumping out, and it's like there's something with the emotional things going on, with balancing the scales from, you know, things before, and just kind of looking for love, and there's some indecision in love. You got that three of hearts. It's like, you know, sometimes you might have two or three people that you're considering for a relationship or something. That's just, you know, just kind of some indecision in love relationships, something like that. Not sure. Did you have a specific question? I guess I should have asked you that first, and then I'm going to turn it off.
I just want to know if I'm going to meet somebody. I'm looking forward to it, you know. And I was interested in someone, but it's not seemed like it's going too well. Besides, it started as a friendship, but even, you know, so I'm not sure.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm going to say definitely that you know, that energy is out there for, you know, for bringing, you know, for partnerships and for bringing new people in. So it's like, you know, of course, part of it is, too, it's like, you know, you've to meet somebody, you definitely have to get out your own door. You know, you have to go places, whether it's, you know, going to the library, going to someplace, you know, of interest, you know, that you know, going someplace and doing something that you like to do, you're more likely to meet somebody with similar interests as you have. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, a lot of times it's just, you know, you got to get out your own front door, because chances are it's, you know, your perfect match is not going to be the Avon lady who comes in, you know, ding dong Avon's come. It's probably not going to be her. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny though? It's like, I put myself out there, but like the wrong people come to me. They're attracted to me. Like a lot of people, usually I'm not the one making the first move. You know, they always end up, but somehow they end up becoming a problem. I don't know what it is.
Well, one thing I can tell you about yourself here is the Jack of Diamonds. Your card, and you're a double card of this. Okay, so this is like, you know, double down or nothing, whatever. But your card is called the salesperson card. Really, as a person, you're sharp, you're clever, you're able to make a good living using your wit and your charm. You're really independent, you're really creative, and you operate as much from your intuition and your instincts as you do from your quick and creative mind. You can always get along well, and you do well in life by virtue of this kind of inherited financial expertise, you know, financial, like I say, you do really well. You do have this opportunity as a Jack to kind of step up and become like the king that, you know, of your suit that stands close to them. You've got a lot of, you know, again, you've got a lot of natural intuitive ability that can really lead you to some direct spiritual realizations. But the flip side of that is, all the Jacks are kind of fixed in your mind. You know, you have a mindset which sometimes prevents you from exploring that intuition that you have, and that your intuition is really one of your greatest gifts. It does talk about some people with this, you know, with the Jack of Diamonds, if you acknowledge that gift, you can become a professional psychic. You know, but other, you know, if you're afraid of that, then it's like you might close it down. But it's like, in any event, most of you, you're going to come to use it later in life. And again, that might be some of that transition that's going to come up in the next couple of years. You've got a great ability to persuade people. Okay, you're one of those people that you could sell snowballs to Eskimos. Okay, you know.
let me say this. I'm about, not that you brought it up, but I think I need to mention it. I just signed up. I'm about to sign a contract for a partnership and a business venture.
Awesome. Very good.
You know, this. So what you said, I picked up a little bit of things that you said. You say you can, you know, you're good with people, you can sell stuff. So I don't know if you feel, what kind of energy you feel about that.
Actually, I did. I came up with something for you on that one.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah. Actually, the cards that I pulled for you, now, they don't necessarily, how can I say, with the angels, they don't always answer our specific question. They will give us guidance in whatever area they feel that we need at that moment. And this is the case with the cards that I've gotten for you. Specifically, the first card that I did pull was a war, that you're flying high right now, which may threaten others, so don't defend, because others will soon become inspired by your example. Archangel Gabriel is also with you. You have an important life purpose involving communications and the arts. Don't allow any insecurities to hold you back. He will help you. And the next card is Isabella. Now, Isabella is saying, yes, the timing is right for this new venture. A happy outcome will follow your positive expectations. So if you wish, I'll go into greater depth a little bit with some of these for you. Archangel Gabriel is just letting you know that he is with you. He's going to help you to open doors for you to express your talents in a way that will help others. He needs you, all he needs from you in return is honesty and cooperation. He asks you to speak to him about your fears, your hopes, your confusion, your insecurities, and your dreams, and then ask him to help you. And then please walk through the doors of opportunity so that he may help you. He's on your side. His function is to be kind of like a coach to help prod you along and to help, and only know that he may be prodding you along because sometimes you might just need that little extra boost from above, from heaven, to help you out a little bit. Now, regarding the angel Isabella that came out for you, that's regarding your venture. And the answer to your question on that is yes. The situation is everything that you hoped it would be. It's still a good idea, though, to make sure and keep your eyes wide open, of course. You do have your keen intuition. Please use it in this situation. The timing is right for your venture. It may require some adjustments as you move forward, because even the most ideal situation, sometimes you do hit some bumps in the road. However, the angels foresee smooth sailing with this. Once you work through these few issues, that the timing is right for this venture, your patience has paid off and you will reap the rewards. So just go ahead. Several of the puzzle pieces have fallen into place, and you have learned some invaluable lessons. Your patience has paid off, and so just make sure and listen to the wise guidance of your heart and of the angels and your intuition, and you'll be able to work through it fearlessly, no problem. The final card that I did draw for you, I do believe is regarding your love life, and once again, it is Grace and Antoinette. And these two are here to tell you that you may have some past issues with some previous loves in your life that you may have to learn how to release the old hurt and the old feelings in order to open up your heart for new love to come in. So that's what they're asking you to do, is to look inside, and even if you have a previous love that didn't go so well and you're harboring some ill feelings toward them, they're asking you to please forgive them and forgive yourself and to move forward at this time and to heal this. And then once you are healed from this, you will be able to move forward into a new relationship, and you'll be able to enjoy that new love fully.
Oh, that was good. That's very good. I just want to, the name of the angel you told me, I forgot the one that I have to call when I need help. What is the name I forgot?
Archangel Gabriel.
Gabriel. Okay, I want to write down his name.
That is an archangel. That's the big guy, one of the big guys.
And you can come back in archives, because the show will be in archives, so it's like if there's some of the information you missed, it's like you can come back and click on and listen to the show again, and it'll be in archives for you.
Thank you very much, ladies.
All right.
I appreciate your help. That was very, very helpful.
All righty. We'll call back again and let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Crystal. Wow. That's our last caller in queue, so it's like this a wrap. Are you doing better?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Chicken soup and tang. Now you can go have some hot chicken soup and some hot tang, and you'll do good.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we should be in archives at this moment, so thank you so much for any listeners that are still on the phone or whatever for joining us today.
Tell them how to get a hold of you, because you know what, I'm really bad. I didn't have you announce how to get a hold of you, because she will do this. You know, you can book a reading with Crystal, and so she's about to tell us how to get a hold of her when she's not here on the air.
I can be found through the Psychics Gone Wild website at psychicsgonewild.com. Also, I can be reached at crystalofate396 @gmail.com. I offer angelic card readings as well as distance Reiki healings that I call angelic crystal Reiki.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. Well, we will see you again. This has been fun.
Yeah, it's been great, Kelly. Thanks so much.
You betcha. Thank you for being on with us today. We'll talk with you again.
Okay.
All righty. All right, and there we go. They're about to kick us off the air, and here we go. Indeedy. Yep, okay. Second.